Welcome to your daily business news brief, October 19th, 2020. Business: Zalando, market cap $25 billion, European e-commerce company offering fashion and lifestyle products, bought Fision, a Swiss body scanning and virtual dressing room app for an undisclosed amount. Alibaba, MCAP $816 billion, will spend $3.6 billion to increase its stake in SunArt, one of the largest supermarket chains in China, to 72% from current 36% of equity. Blackstone, MCAP, $40 billion, plans to acquire assets of Prestige Estates Projects, MCAP, $1.5 billion, an Indian developer of $2 billion. Blackstone is the largest commercial real estate investor in India. Daimler, MCAP, $52 billion, reported Q3 EBIT of €3 billion, beating estimates of €2 billion. Romeo Systems, an EV batteries maker planning to go public at $1.3 billion valuation, said its first half 2020 revenues were $3.7 million, up 100% year over year, on a net loss of $14 million. Philips, MCAP $44 billion, Q3 results are above expectations with gross revenues of €9 million. Growing 1% year over year and adjusted EBITDA of €669 million, up 32% year over year. Shares are up 3%. Tech: Datto, a US cybersecurity and data backup company, plans to go public at $4.25 billion valuation with revenue run rate of $500 million, growing 16%. A year and a slight profit. Vista Equity Partners acquired the company in 2017 for $1.5 billion. AIFI, a US automated retail technology company with a computer vision and sensor-based shopping platform for self-service stores, raised $14.5 million in a venture round led by Qualcomm Ventures. Disco, an AI and cloud legal technology company, raised $60 million venture round led by Georgian Partners, valuing the company at $785 million. Sonray Security, a public cloud security company, raised a $20 million Series B round led by Menlo Ventures. Future, an online fitness app, raised a $24 million Series B round led by TrustBridge Partners. Economy: U.S. retail sales grew 1.9% in September, above expectations of 0.7%. U.S. budget deficit reached $3.1 trillion in 12 months to September. U.S. industrial production fell 0.6% in September versus expectations of an increase of 0.5%. Chinese Q3 GDP grew 4.9% year over year versus estimates of a 5.5% growth. In Q2, GDP grew 3.2%. GDP is expected to grow 2% in 2020. Chinese industrial production grew 6.9% in September year over year. Retail sales grew 3.3%, both above expectations. Markets: S&P closed unchanged on Friday. Nasdaq fell 0.4%. Futures are up 0.9% and 1.1% respectively, on hopes of U.S. fiscal stimulus and strong macro data from China. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the deadline for a U.S. fiscal stimulus bill is Tuesday, if it is to be approved before the elections. Q3 results are expected from IBM, MCAP $112 billion on Monday, Netflix, MCAP $234 billion, and UBS, MCAP $42 billion on Tuesday, Tesla MCAP $410 billion on Wednesday. Euro Stoxx 600 fell 1.4%, FTSE rose 1.7% on Friday. Indexes are up 0.5% and 0.1% respectively on Monday. Chinese CSI 300 closed down 0.8%. Nikkei rose 1.1%. Euro dollar rose slightly to 1.1740. Pound dollar rose 0.8% to 1.30. Gold is little changed at 1910, WTI unchanged at 1478 ahead of today's OPEC meeting. US 10-year Treasury yield rose to 0.776%. COVID. Italy and Ireland are introducing stricter restrictions due to the rising number of cases. Total number of cases worldwide reached 40 million. Pfizer, MCAP, $211 billion, said it will apply for emergency US approval of its vaccine in November. Shares were up 3.8% on Monday and are up 2.2% on pre-market trading today.